Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Run the world, girls. Girl. Run the world, girls. Girl. Run the world.
23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Beyonce debuting her Lemonade mini movie on HBO and dropping a surprise album. So now there's a story behind the story that I thought Victoria and Jennifer would be better at than me when it comes to fights. People like to, I think women like to talk about women fighting, don't they? Men want to hear the story. They don't want to
talk about it.
No.
That's not really fair. Women should be liking each other. But it is pretty funny what happened. And Victoria, jump in on this one if you want. But I was laying, this is funny because it actually happened to me. I actually pranked myself a little bit. I was laying flat, as I like to do now with my detached retina healing. And I'm laying flat and I've got my phone and I'm looking at the stories of the day and I see Beyonce and Rachel Ray are in a fight. And I think, what? What is going on? Rachel Ray, the celebrity chef, and Beyonce like this? And then I blinked a little. I said, oh, Rachel Roy, who's a fashion designer. So
right.
It happened to me, but I guess most people on social media.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. That shows you how I fell into it too. I looked at this very quickly and I thought it was Rachel Ray.
It does.
As well.
It like plays with your brain because she's the one that we probably pay more attention to than Rachel Roy. Well,
who is Rachel Roy?
Most people didn't take the second blink, Dougie, and they thought that Rachel Ray, people on social media thought that Rachel Ray was saying that she was the woman Beyonce was referring to as Becky in her new song. Well, it turns out it's actually probably Rachel Roy that said she thought she was being referred to in Beyonce's new song.
Yeah, and this goes back to that infamous fight in the elevator at the Met Gala here in New York City when Solange, Beyonce's sister, was attacking Jay-Z in the elevator. And it was, at the time, it was
about
rumored.
What, beating him up?
Yeah, she went after him.
I do remember that. Because
the rumor was
pocketbook and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The rumor was
that
she was really upset. Yeah, and that he was cheating on Beyonce with Rachel Roy. So that's, and then it kind of all died down, and everyone said, "Oh, we're a family, and everything's fine." But now Beyonce's new album, the entire theme song, the whole theme of it is basically Jay-Z cheating on her, and then forgiveness and redemption at the end.
Right.
But yeah, Lemonade dropped this weekend. That was the her new album and the mini movie. Which, did you see the movie, Jen?
No, I did not.
It's actually visually stunning. It really is. It's a visual album, is how they're categorizing it, and it was so much better than I thought it would be.
All right.
Well, that's pretty
so
good.
Rachel Roy was married to Damon Dash,
right?
Who was in business with Jay-Z.
Right.
I love these names.
Who's now on Family Therapy with Dr. Jen because none of his brothers like him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was also with Aaliyah, who died in a plane crash.
Didn't they have a massive age difference?
Yes.
I mean, Aaliyah was like a teenager.
I mean, it was no 90-40, you know. So.
Yeah. All right, what's the hashtag no drama queens?
Rachel Roy is trying. She basically confirmed that she is Becky by referring to her good hair. So, and then she got swarmed by the Beehive and had to shut down some of her social media accounts because she was being bullied. So she says.
And this is the priority in many people's lives.
This is pretty. Yeah, I'm pretty. Richie, you onto this? You got to take all the notes, so you can talk about
Damon Dash and Rachel Roy and
Rich was leading it. He was so upset.
So what's the Beehive?
That's Beyonce's fans.
Beyonce, right?
Huh.
Beehive.
It's called the Beehive, but it's spelled B-E-Y.
Yeah, like Beyonce.
Got that. Thank you, Victoria.
Why is that?
Wait a minute. Where did I lose my tray? Okay, anyway.
You lost it about 30 years ago when
apparently,
it came to this one.
All right. Let's follow along here. At Jennifer Horn, at Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, at Good Day Show. Follow us on live Twitter, 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, seasoned rider.
I ride an old 1500, and I don't trailer my bike anywhere. I ride it.
What's new?
I broke my clavicle. Next time, I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Or you and the bike. Today. today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hi, where from?
Mont Eagle, Tennessee, up on the plateau.
So you
went to a bike blessing where they bless your bike. Me not being an infidel, just a bit of a faithful man, I went and had my bike blessed. And then at 40 mile an hour, and I flew off of it. Bike went down, and I went down, and bike didn't get hurt at all. I broke my clavicle. and I said,
American Biker Minute.
Next time I'm going to ask them to bless me instead of the bike.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if your money reported its relationship with you on Facebook?
It might say it's single. It meets up with you from time to time with no commitment, but your money soon departs.
Then at some point, you meet up with money that you want to hang out with.
You get engaged. You start to trust your money, but something isn't right and you call it off.
That's when it's complicated, because money wasn't giving you what you really needed. You weren't building anything together.
Then you discover how to maintain a healthy relationship with money. You get married. Few people attend the ceremony, just you, your money, and your advisors.
You'll check in with them from time to time, just to make sure your money is taking care of you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.